This is a bittersweet week for U.S. Attorney Trent Shores. He resigned effective February 28th to make way for President Biden's new head prosecutor for the Northern District of Oklahoma. Over the last 4 years, he's worked closely with tribal and state leaders as both adjust to last summer's landmark McGirt versus Oklahoma ruling. KOSU's Allison Herrera talked with Shores about how his office has been transformed by the ruling, what he hopes for the next person who steps into his role, and being the only indigenous U.S. attorney.
Did you anticipate the Supreme Court's decision in McGirt versus Oklahoma?
I remember sitting through the oral arguments at the Supreme Court and wondering, you know, what will the outcome be? Certainly we prepared for any possible outcome. And, you know, what we saw was the Supreme Court issue a decision that, you know, held the United States accountable to treaty obligations that it had made. And once we saw the decision come down from the very next minute, it was my intent as U.S. attorney to implement that decision. I think that's the job I signed up for, to implement the law, to abide by rule of law. And in that case, that meant honoring the treaty, and it meant upholding our federal trust responsibility, in particular with regard to public safety in Indian country.
So, you know, indigenous people have had a very fraught and difficult relationship when it comes to law enforcement in Indian country. How have you and your office worked to overcome the challenges and earn trust in Native communities?
One of the things that we heard about early on and that I was able to help lead the charge on was the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women, which we actually, if we dug into it, saw that there were a lot of men and boys. So, you know, became missing and murdered Indigenous people. And I'm really proud of the work that we were able to do to advance that cause and direct more resources from the Justice Department in particular to, you know, in some way help address that crisis and better understand it. I hope that those efforts will continue. But with regard to, you know, how is it that you build that trust? I think it's open communication. And I think it's following through on promises and obligations and trust responsibilities that, you know, we as the United States Attorney's Office have to our tribal partners.
How do you feel about how district attorneys have characterized McGirt and tribal sovereignty? And do you think they've been willing and respectful partners as the state, federal, and tribal governments try to move forward?
You know, I think that all of our district attorney partners are going through the same sort of experience that tribal attorneys general and the U.S. attorneys are, and that overnight there was a change in jurisdictional responsibilities. And certainly, you know, there have been some comments that I've heard that I refer to as the Chicken Little comments, that the sky is falling. But, you know, what we see in actuality is that the sky isn't falling, that, you know, we can actually and should be promoting confidence in what is and has been great partnerships among state, tribal, and federal law enforcement entities. In fact, the rest of the United States looks to Oklahoma, and in particular, Eastern Oklahoma, to see how it is that we should be having positive, interactive, cooperative partnerships between tribal law enforcement and state law enforcement.
How did your background, does your background and experience as an Indigenous person inform your work, both before and after McGirt?
It is, that's something that really means a lot to me. History growing up, and, you know, my family, we didn't talk about the fact that we had a Native American heritage. My grandmother was Choctaw, and the reason we didn't talk about it is because, you know, she grew up in an era where she was discriminated against. You know, Native Americans weren't even United States citizens until 1924. She was born in 1900, and it just wasn't something that she wanted us to openly talk about. So for me to have the opportunity to work at the Department of Justice and work on issues that pertain to Indian civil rights and improving public safety in Indian country and advocating on behalf of victims and being a tribal liaison that gets to go out and work in Indian country with tribal leaders, it means so much to me on a personal and a professional level. to have the chance to raise the level of awareness about the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people. I mean, that to me is something I will carry with me forever. And these are things that I will continue no matter what my next job may be. I'm going to remain committed to pursuing these public policy issues for Indian Country, for Native Americans.